Anakello is heading this way. There are 6 elephants in our little herd, and Anakello is the matriarch, which means she is the boss of us. An elephant matriarch is like a teacher and a counselor and a rescuer and a yeller and a helper and a nudger and a guider all rolled into one. I hope she isn't mad. I really do try to listen to the grown-ups, but every now and then, my ears misbehave. Anakello says, "Someday, I'll outgrow this stage." Anakello sighs a lot. My aunt Laheli, who'd been scratching her back on a nearby tree, lopes over and taps me with her trunk. Aunt Laheli is my youngest aunt, and she loves mud almost as much as I do. Also, she likes to play oops, oopsie, which is when you spray someone with water from your trunk and say, "Oops," and then they get to spray you back twice as long and say, "Oopsie," but only if they want to play the game, because otherwise, that is another not okay behavior. An awful lot of things are not okay behaviors. Somebody really ought to make a list. Just for a day, I would like to make all the rules. A good one would be, play in the mud as long as you want, even if it's way past your bedtime. You know Akello can see you behind that tree, Tusky, Aunt Laheli says. I don't want to practice for the ceremony, I say. Also, I don't want to celebrate my tusk day. Also, please don't call me Tusky. Aunt Laheli cocks her head. Her right eye is golden and large and always smiley. Her left eye is white and blank. It doesn't work anymore. A man at the roadside zoo where she used to live poked it with a stick. "But your tusk day is a big deal," she says. She lowers her head so I can see how grand her tusks are. They practically glow in the sunlight, and they're a little bit swirly at the tips, which is a nice touch. "I just don't care about my tusk day," I say.
"Is it because your tusks still hurt?"
she asks.
"'Cause that goes away pretty fast, I promise."
"They don't hurt anymore," I say. "That's not why I don't want to celebrate."
I can tell by Aunt Laheli's expression that she doesn't exactly understand me. I'd try to explain, but I don't exactly understand me either.